Chapter 3. It was almost dark when they arrived back at the lager. They gave their horses to one of the servants and washed in the basin that Candela had ready for them. Then they went to sit by the fire. Sean poured the drinks, fussing over the glasses to avoid looking at Duff. He felt awkward. They'd have to talk about it, and he searched his brain for a way to bring it into the open. Duff had shown Craven, and Sean started to find excuses for him. He may have had a misfire, or he may have been unsighted by Sean's shot. At all events, Sean determined not to let it stay like this, sour and brooding between them. They'd talk it out, then forget it. He carried Duff's glass to him and smiled at him.
"That's right. Try and cover it with a grin." Duff lifted his glass. "To our big brave hunter."
"Damn it, laddie. How could you do it?"
Sean stared at Duff.
"What do you mean?"
"You know what I mean.
You're so damned guilty you can't even look me in the face. How could you kill those bloody great animals? But even worse, how could you enjoy doing it?"
Sean subsided weakly into his chair. He couldn't tell which of his emotions was uppermost, relief or surprise. Duff went on quickly.
"I know what you're going to say. I've heard the arguments before, from my dear father. He explained it to me one evening, after we'd ridden down a fox. When I say we, I mean 20 horsemen and 40 hounds."
Sean had not yet rallied from the shock of finding himself in the dock after preparing himself to play the role of prosecutor.
"Don't you like hunting?"
he asked incredulously. The way he might have asked, "Don't you like eating?"
I'd forgotten what it was like. I was carried away by your excitement, but when you started killing them, it all came back to me.
Duff sipped his brandy and stared into the fire.
"They never had a chance. One minute they were sleeping, and the next you were ripping them with bullets, the way the hounds ripped that fox. They didn't have a chance."
"But, Duff, it wasn't meant to be a contest."
"Yes, I know. My father explained that to me. It's a ritual. A sacred rite to Diana. He should have explained it to the fox as well."
Sean was getting angry now.
"We came out here to hunt ivory, and that's what I'm doing. Tell me that you killed those elephant only for their teeth, laddie, and I'll call you a liar. You loved it. Christ, you should have seen your face, and the face of your damned heathen." "All right. I like hunting. And the only other man I ever met who didn't was a coward," Sean shouted at him.
Duff's face paled, and he looked up at Sean.
"What are you trying to say?" he whispered.
They stared at each other, and in the silence, Sean had to choose between letting his temper run or keeping Duff's friendship, for the words that would spoil it forever were crowding into his mouth. He made his hands relax their grip on the arms of his chair.
"I didn't mean that," he said. "I hoped you didn't."
Duff's grin came precariously back onto his face.
"Tell me why you like hunting, laddie. I'll try and understand. But don't expect me to hunt with you again."
It was like explaining colour to a blind man, describing the lust of the hunter to someone who was born without it. Duff listened in agonized silence as Sean tried to find the words for the excitement that makes a man's blood sing through his body, that heightens his senses and allows him to lose himself in an emotion as old as the urge to mate. Sean tried to show him how the nobler and more beautiful was the quarry, the stronger was the compulsion to hunt and kill it, that it had no conscious cruelty in it, but was rather an expression of love,
a fierce, possessive love. A devouring love that needed the complete and irrevocable act of death for its consummation. By destroying something, a man could always have it as his own. Selfish, perhaps, but then instinct knows no ethics. It was all very clear to Sean, so much a part of him that he had never tried to voice it before, and now he stumbled over the words, gesticulating in helpless inarticulateness, repeating himself, coming at last to the end, and knowing by the look on Duff's face that he had failed to show it to him. "And you are the gentleman who fought Hadraski for the rights of man," Duff said softly, "the one who always talked about not hurting people." Sean opened his mouth to protest, but Duff went on. "You get ivory for us, and I'll look for gold. Each of us to what he's best suited. I'll forgive you your elephants, as you forgave me my candy. Still equal partners. Agreed?" Sean nodded, and Duff held up his glass. "It's empty," he said. "Do me a favour, laddie."